Tonight we mark the end of one historic journey with the beginning of another.
Less than a mile from the Excel Center in St. Paul, where Barack Obama made his historic speech, lies the Minnesota State Capitol building, which holds the offices of one of his most ardent supporters, State Senator Mee Moore.
For me, his status as a global world citizen is exactly the reason why I have endorsed him.
On the top of the second floor here is Greek marble.
Moore, like Obama, has made an improbable personal journey from a Hmong child growing up in the jungles of Laos to a refugee, and finally to the state capitol as the highest-ranking Hmong political official in the country.
When I walk into this magnificent building, I have this weird out-of-body experience that in another parallel universe, I am, you know, strapping a big basket onto my back and walking barefoot on a dirt path to the rice paddies.
Moore says she identifies with Obama, whose father grew up in Africa and whose mother was an organizer in Southeast Asia. She says his global outlook is what America needs today.
For once, we have somebody who have lived a very global experience. And I think that that experience is going to guide him to transform our standing in the world and the direction of our country.
Despite Moore's background as a Hmong refugee, her state Senate district in St. Paul is predominantly white and working class. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.
Senator Youngblood.